Bowl birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Miller's Landing in Humboldt. Birthday club winners get one free appetizer. Anniversary club winners get two free entrees valued up to $40. September lunch special at Miller's. Paninis, homemade soup. Soup's different each day. Go check it out. Love it. Although they're consistent with their chili. And I do like chili. It's fall. Why wouldn't you eat chili? Matt, who's celebrating?
Pat, a happy birthday to Aiden Fiango of Humboldt, who's celebrating an 18th birthday today. Happy birthday to Aiden on your special day.
If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to share on the air, call us at 332-4100. Birthdays and anniversaries are brought to you by Miller's Landing in Humboldt. 845, 56 degrees. It's time now for Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll be back after this from Siler Appliance.
Be a baller with Next Level Entertaining and the LG InstaView door-in-door with craft ice refrigerator available at Siler Appliance and Service. Dual ice makers with craft ice automatically create crushed, cubed, and LG's exclusive slow-melting round ice on demand for upscale craft drinks at home without the work. No more messing with time-consuming molds. Knock on the door twice to see and search for your favorite foods with the door-in-door design. To see the full line of LG products, shop Siler Appliance and Service, downtown Humboldt.
Classic hits, The Molt. Question number one.
We're just not even going to introduce
this
segment,
messing with
Pat?
You. I'm just messing with you. Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, located in downtown beautiful Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right. I know I'm catching it too. It always happens this time of the day. Have you noticed
yes,
that?
Yes, it does, yeah.
It's weird. All right, Matt, noodle on these next four questions. Again, go back to thinkers and stinkers. Question numero uno. Would you rather be a matador in one, just one, Spanish bullfight with the possibility to win enough money to retire, or perform Houdini's Chinese water torture trick? Are you familiar with the Chinese water torture trick? I'll paint a mental picture for you.
Well, I just pulled up a picture of a matador, so now I know what a matador is.
Okay.
And so then Houdini's...
Yeah, Houdini's Chinese water torture trick. You're suspended upside down, chained, and escape a locked, water-filled glass and steel cabinet. Okay, but here's the kicker again. Would you rather be a matador in just one Spanish bullfight with the possibility to win enough money to retire, or perform Houdini's Chinese water torture trick?
Well, the water torture trick, I mean, if I don't get out of there in time, I drown.
That is a downfall of the trick.
And then the other side, there's a possibility of being gored as a matador.
Yeah, there, that's a possibility.
But Pat, I like at least being able to breathe.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd be able to get out in time in the water torture trick.
Okay.
I don't know if I can hold my breath for that long. So I think I'm going to go be a matador.
Houdini was able to perform the Chinese water trick in just a couple seconds under 3 minutes.
Well, that's because he's Houdini. Matt Shear would probably take 10.
But you would have to practice it. You could practice it.
How do you practice that?
Well, one, you practice holding your breath. And then you practice unchaining yourself. And then, I don't know, maybe stick a, hide a key under your tongue. And then when you're unchained and turn yourself right side up, then you can undo the lock and boom, there you are.
Yeah, and then what happens if you accidentally drop the key?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I'm going to be the matador, because at least I'm in my element.
Dead fish.
Yeah, I won't be floating belly up.
No, you won't. Did you know that they eat the bull after the Spanish bullfight?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so they take it to the death. But it's not, doesn't go wasted or anything like that. So they butcher the bull, and then they cook a big meal for all of the matadors.
I don't like looking my food in the eye before, but still, I will go with being a matador, because drowning is not something that I want to partake in.
And look at the outfits. I mean, look at it. That's so colorful, and you get to wear that hat.
Yeah. It almost looks like, you know, I could be hosting, you know, an award show in the 1970s wearing something like that.
Or you'd see something like that on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would pick a matador as well.
I'll be the matador.
Question number two. Would you rather find a stranger living in your attic or discover skeletal remains under your basement floor?
Stranger in the attic. Oh, hello there. I didn't expect to have a roommate. Or, dead person, the remains.
Yeah, skeletal remains under your basement floor. Or you've got a stranger living in your attic.
It's a tough one, but that's the problem, is a stranger. They could have some ill intent, or they could just be looking for, you know,
a place to live.
A place to live, yeah.
Yeah, just some shelter.
Skeletal remains. Does that mean my basement is haunted?
You might make it on TV. You know, like on Forensic Files or something like that. Cold Case, whatever.
Yeah, and then afterwards, I think Kathy, doesn't she like ghost hunting? Wouldn't she come down to the basement after
she
and go
does,
look?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate. You know, Pat, I as freaky as it would be to have skeletal remains, or, you know, find them under your basement, having somebody up in your attic would be...
Yeah, it's kind of freaky.
I wouldn't want... I mean, that person below the base, they're dead. They're not going to bother you.
Nope,
I mean, it's freaky to find that stuff.
Right.
But having somebody be able to listen into conversations, maybe overhear you talk, maybe all of a sudden, you know, you go to bed and they're just watching you sleep. Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of that.
What if you go to work and you come home and all of your laundry is done and folded?
When I feel bad for putting my significant other in the attic. No. Thank you, I guess. I don't know. But Pat, I'm going to go with stumbling around and finding skeletal remains in my basement, under the basement floor, because I would not want to have somebody living up in my attic.
That would be creepy.
It would be really weird. Both of them would be weird, but at least I wouldn't have a living, breathing person up in my attic.
I would go with the skeletal remains.
Yeah, that's what I'll choose.
Definitely. Question number three. Would you rather Wednesday? Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Question number three. Would you rather have an animal best friend that could be any animal you choose, and it would be intelligent and speak to you? Maybe you could ride it around town if it's a large animal. Or be married to someone with a hot body. And a hot body is, it's all relative, you know? But you could have an animal that's your best friend, intelligent, speaks to you. Any animal that you choose. Which would you pick?
I feel like this is a trick question. Animal that's your best friend.
Yep.
You could talk to.
First off, what animal would you choose?
It wouldn't be a snake.
Okay. I'm sure we could all guess that.
I don't know. I've never really thought about this.
Why would you?
Yeah, I know. It's only things Pat thinks of. Wouldn't want a turtle, because a turtle would be too slow. Although I've seen some turtles move.
Could be any animal. Would it be a zebra, an elephant, a rhino, a bear?
I wouldn't want to be a bear.
But then, it's your best friend. Yeah. It's not going to eat you. Your best friend.
Can you be my best friend? I'd probably go with a...
It's kind of like Ted the teddy bear, only this is a real animal.
I'd probably go with a dog that could talk.
A dog that could talk?
Yeah.
Oh, like...
Like Brian.
Brian, yeah. Yeah, like
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Now it'd start to be a problem if all of a sudden my dog's talking to my kid or something like that eventually. Because you know all the crazy stuff that him and Stewie do. But
okay, so you're going to pick animal best friend, dog.
Yeah, I'll pick a dog.
Okay.
So dog or significant other with, what'd you say, a hot body?
Hot body.
Well, you know what? I'd probably pick the significant other, Pat. Because it's a human being.
Okay. Companionship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if she has just an horrible personality?
Well, that wasn't part of the question.
It wasn't. It wasn't, but what if?
But what if? Then I'd probably go with the best friend.
I'd still pick a dog. Okay, that's fair. That is fair. So you're going with a hot body?
Yeah, going with a significant other. Okay. Yep.
Married to someone with a hot body. Bonus question number 4. Would you rather have no ding-a-ling
That came out of left field.
Would you rather have no ding-a-ling or 5 ding-a-lings? Would you rather have no ding-a-ling or 5 ding-a-lings?
We're talking guitars, right?
It's actually a bell. It's a bell.
Oh, it's a
I
bell.
Was corrected,
okay.
Yeah. 51 said, you were incorrect. It's not a guitar. It's actually a bell.
So I can ring 5 bells
you
or ring
can,
one?
You, Matt, you can, yeah. You can pretend it's whatever you want. Would you rather have no ding-a-ling or would you rather have 5 ding-a-lings?
You know, Pat, I've always been told more the merrier. This can be 5 ding-a-lings.
You're going with 5 ding-a-lings?
Yep.
Huh.
That huh sounds What are your opinions on five ding-a-lings?
Well, I'm just
Pat.
Wondering, you know, what does a person do with five ding-a-lings?
I don't know. More the merrier, I guess. I don't know.
Five ding-a-lings.
Yeah, five ding-a-lings. Yeah, five bells.
That one threw you off a little bit, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Good. It's supposed to. Would you rather Wednesday? Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
Ding-a-lings. I mean, stinkers.
Dang right.
When health concerns come up, your primary care provider is always your best first call, but we know sometimes issues arise outside of regular office hours, on evenings and weekends, when getting in to see your provider just isn't an option. That's where we come in. At Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, our walk-in clinic is here to help when you need care for minor